Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Lusardier. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheets moves to third. One out. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lusardier hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheets tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randolph bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to second, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lusarder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lusarder is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lusarder takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 0 in the game. Randolph hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Heath and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive towards first. Fielder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lusardier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lusardier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Phillips. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGuire. The throw from Heath and he is safe. McGuire steals second. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hassie hits a line drive into right field. Lusarder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Terry Steinbach. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose pinch hits for Steve Howard. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire moves to third. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Felix Jose now playing right field. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Gary Ward. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lusarder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lusarder hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.